And welcome to this service of worship from Quay Park Parish Church on this, the 6th of September. On next Sunday, the 13th of September, you'll see the church building opening for worship again, although there will be significant changes in how this is going to work. So at the end of today's service, there is a video for you to watch which will explain what to expect, so please do continue to watch. Together, as God's community on earth, we come to worship, we come to praise, and we come to be strengthened.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
This week's reading is from the New Testament book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 15 through 20, and this can be found on page 985 of our Pew Bibles. Dealing with sin in the church. If your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault, just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a paragon or tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with him. Thanks be to God for his holy word.
It's almost impossible for us to live our lives without rules governing what we do. From the moment we are old enough to understand, there are rules about what we do in our lives controlling our existence. We've got the rules we impose on ourselves, the only one chocolate biscuit at a time rules, or the I must send everyone I know a Christmas card rules. And then we have the social rules that govern how we get on with different people. We've all had to live with rules from when we went to nursery or school from the first time, to the rules that govern our working lives. And then there are the rules that keep us safe. And goodness, we have a lot of rules around COVID and what we are and are not allowed to do at the moment. And it's been so hard for so many of us to get used to the restrictions and the rules about how we navigate our lives just now. So many of our rules in society are unspoken. They've governed how we live our lives for so long that we scarcely give them any thought. But they have changed and will continue to evolve. My mum remembers when she was at school, she and her fellow pupils were forbidden to eat whilst walking down the street, even when they weren't wearing school uniform. I can't imagine many schools having any success trying to bring that rule back in nowadays. In our modern societies, we have these rules both written in our laws as well as the unwritten ones that we all just seem to know. The society in which Jesus lived also had lots of rules governing how they all lived. Religious rules about what they could eat, who they could talk to, rules that governed every part of the lives of the Jews in the first century AD. And Jesus was a radical who attracted people from all walks of life and from various different communities, communities which had different rules about how they all got on. Some of these followers of Jesus were fully expecting him to be the leader of a political uprising, a person who would be acting against the officials of the time. He was a person they were following in the hope that perhaps there would be a bit of a fight ahead as he went about his work. Work of teaching people and telling them how to behave. And this Jesus broke many of his culture's and society's rules. He annoyed the officials, he spoke to the outcasts of society, and it's fair to say that he probably disappointed many of his followers. He certainly upset James and John when they asked him if they could be his right and left-hand men when Jesus was going to be ruling his kingdom. Poor James and John, they didn't know that the rules by which they were living were about to be turned upside down. In this Jesus community made up of somewhat disparate people, all trying to get on with each other, it must at times have been quite hard to keep the peace. We can read between the lines and see the various disciples vying with each other about who was most important to Jesus and why. In his group of followers full of social outcasts, there were people who found it difficult to get on with each other. It must have been incredibly difficult with all the individual squabbles of those who lived with different sets of rules about how they should all behave. And here in Matthew's discourse on the community, we have a solution to the petty rivalry and arguments that keep happening. Instead of moaning about what has gone wrong, how someone has been mean to you, the advice is that you just go and deal with it. But, and a big but, do it carefully within the rules that we are setting up for how we should live. So the first step is to decide if we really need to go and face this person and tell them of how they have hurt us. And that's actually a really hard thing to do. It requires some significant introspection about whether or not we should do it. The rules set out here are to help the community care for each other with compassion, forgiveness, and a lack of judgment. It's not about the big legal problems between individuals here. There were plenty of rules governing the big things that could go wrong with people both within the Jewish law and in the laws of empire, which were pretty strict too. It's rather a call for us not to care about the small stuff, to stop and consider if we really need to be confrontational about things which are really insignificant in the larger scheme of things. Yet again, in the teaching of Jesus, here is a countercultural way of dealing with things. Quietly, in love and compassion, to go and deal with wrongs that have been done. but first of all, to make sure that these wrongs really do merit such intervention. Is this therefore a way for us to stop and challenge ourselves over how we react to the annoyances of life? Should we go and confront someone over the small stuff that irritates? Or is there something else here about carefully checking ourselves about how we are feeling, how we have actually been mistreated before we take someone to task for their behaviour? Isn't this then a call for us to check deeply within ourselves, to notice our own feelings and needs more deeply, and a call to be more forgiving of others? We exist within rules to keep society calm and regulated, but the small stuff, we deal with that on our own. And are we good at dealing with that properly? Can we honestly say that we live our lives compassionately, with limitless love as we deal with those around us? Are we adhering to the right rules in all of our relationships, in all of our lives? Amen.